Back at you live, waking you up early in the morning. JP, the Ticket, Vegas Scoreboard Express. It is time to get the grease. Baseball Saturday. Got a little bit of NBA here this morning. Scotty, beam him up, Webb, from MLB-Daily.com. Good morning, Scotty. How you doing?
Hey, JP, man. It's Saturday. How can you beat Saturday? Baseball, basketball, whatever you want. We got it.
We got it. We got it here. Also got a special guest in studio here with me. Got his son getting himself set up with his breakfast. My main man, Daryl Harris from KLAS. CBS 8 here. Going to be talking some NBA with you this morning, along with Scotty with the baseball. Shout out to my main man, Legal Lee, putting that case together, giving him the grease.
Giving you that grease.
They're not ready for it, but we're getting ready for it. Telling you guys where to put the cash at this morning. It's Saturday. I'm excited. 420, that's right, for all of my cannabis fanatics out there. Roll one up, sit back with me, and let's get it going. We're trying to get high up on the sports book today and put some cash in our pocket. Scotty, quick shout out. We'll take this short commercial break and jump into the money. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, it's, it's Saturday, and I think it's good to have a mental health day for yourself. You know, make sure you feel good. Make sure things are all where you need it to be. And if you need some help, you get some. It's important to be on the right track.
That's right. Scotty, beam him up, Webb, giving you guys the mental health check. Shout out to my main man, Dr. David Schoonover, the mind coordinator. Got a new edition coming out this week. You guys are going to want to stay tuned for that one tomorrow at 9 a.m. Pacific time. So I'm going to stop talking, pay a couple of bills, and get back with you here. JP the Ticket and Vegas Scoreboard Express. It's Saturday baseball and some NBA playoff action. It's time to get the money.
You're listening to the boss of the big four. JP the Ticket. Vegas Scoreboard.
Giving you that grease.
Basketball season is heating up, so stay in the game with Fubo TV. Get the NBA, NCAA, FIBA, and more. Get 7 days free at VegasScoreboardExpress.com. Don't get cabled. Get Fubo TV.
Is your dog suffering from a sensitive stomach? Hi, it's Kelly the Cookie Lady from Mooch's Munchies. Our dogs had super sensitive tummies, and I needed to find a low-fat treat that wouldn't give them gas or other issues. Most of the treats on the market were loaded with fillers, chemicals, and chicken fat. Many of them weren't even food. Well, I knew I could do better, so I developed Mooch's Munchies, and I'm happy to be able to share them with you. Stop by our store or our website, moochesmunchies.com, and find out why we say that Mooch's Munchies are totally possum.
Skip your cable bill this month and join the action with JB and Fubo TV. Get 7 days free, 15% off your first month. No credit check, no deposit, no installation hassle. Go to FuboTV.com/JB. Sign up, download the app, and start watching games.
Enjoy being a subscriber after the first month. Easy cancellation anytime. Regional restrictions apply. Sign up at VegasScoreboardExpress.com.
Yo, you're in the mix.
World's finest, man.
You're listening to the boss of the big four. JP the Tech. Vegas.
Back at you live, JB the Ticket, Vegas Scoreboard Express. Live in studio, my man, Daryl Harris, KLAS.
Good morning.
CBS 8, Las Vegas in the building. That's right, I'm bringing him back. CBS in the building with me here. My man, Scotty, beam him up, Webb, from the East Coast Sports Investors and MLB-Daily.com. Good morning down in Tampa to you. It is an exciting day in sports. Getting some heat out there again for the NBA season. Want to talk about my New York Knicks. Somehow, some way, they made it back into the playoffs. Thibodeau stopped coaching like he had an eighth grade team and started coaching like he had some NBA ballers. Some injuries, but nevertheless, the Knicks are in at 50-32. Shout out to New York Knicks. New York Rangers are in the NHL playoffs. It seems like 1994 all over again, but that is not a Taylor Swift reference. Want to go over to you, Darrell Harris. Thank you so much for coming in studio today with me this morning. Getting you locked and loaded here, man.
Thank you for having me, man.
I'm glad to have you here. You know, it has been an interesting year in the NBA, Scotty. Haven't forgotten about you down there with that baseball. We're going to jump into it in a second. But we want to talk about these L.A. Lakers for a little bit. These guys have gotten back into the playoffs. The entire team is long in the tooth. 150-man years of NBA experience on that roster, and we want to talk about it today. Plus seven versus the Denver Nuggets to get into some early grease. Rotation number 575, the L.A. Lakers at the Denver Nuggets, the NBA champion Denver Nuggets. But they've got some problems with one of their players, man.
Yeah, no, man, let's talk about it.
Because that Porter family stayed gangster, man. They
got a lot going on right now.
It's called making it and messing it up. But anyway, Jontay Porter, you don't really want to reference him, but I told you guys that was going to happen a couple of weeks ago. I said the NBA was going to ban him. So if you know, my information is grease telling you this is how you keep the integrity of sports. But his brother, Michael Porter Jr., here with the Denver Nuggets today, I think that little distraction could be enough for the Lakers to get inside of their head. You know, LeBron and AD like to talk a little bit of crap. Scotty, I'll have you weigh in on this as well, especially talking about the integrity of the game, and you mentioned the mental health. But, Daryl, go ahead. Do you think the Lakers get inside of that spread? I think they're a dog that's barking today. They got a lot going on in Denver.
I do, man. I think this team is hungry. I think this team is playing some of their best basketball. 14-6 over their last 21, not including the play-in victory. You beat a team twice in a row in New Orleans, that's a playoff team. That's an impressive feat. I know, you know, Zion didn't play the last bit. It doesn't really matter. You mentioned Michael Porter. Another caveat on that, he just had a brother that got a federal sentence. So we're not going to stay there. We're all money, no bull. But he's got a lot going on. My problem with Denver this year, they're not better than they are last year.
Yeah, they're not better than they are last year. Going over to you, Scotty, beam him up, Webb. Thank you so much for your patience this morning, getting you locked and loaded here. I know you cover the NBA when it gets to the important time of the season in the playoffs. You look at the Denver Nuggets, okay? Not really a team known for outside drama, but one of their players is caught up in it with the side drama today. Minus seven, total 226. Don't want to get too much into the total. It'll probably go over just for the fact that that is the way the NBA is now, lack of defense. But more importantly, want to talk about those Lakers at plus seven on the dog side. Go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, I think that, you know, we're talking now the regular season's over. So in the NBA, you have all kinds of different seasons, right? I mean, you got the workload management season, you got the play-in tournament from previous, you know, at the beginning of the season. Now you've got the regular season's over, and so they're kind of milking things out towards the end, and now you got the playoffs. So I think that some of these teams have the right kind of players on them that make a difference. And I know that, you know, the Lakers have, you know, LeBron and all that stuff. But you got to beat Denver, and this is in Denver. So, you know, I get it. The line's 7.5. It's the biggest number on the board today. But it should be. I mean, Denver's the champs, and I think Los Angeles has played well. But are they really a hungry team? I don't know that they're a hungry team. I think Denver will go out to the first game and probably let them have it. And then after that, you know, maybe the second game or the third game might be the right time to bet the Lakers.
He's telling you in the first game, the L.A. Lakers might not get into that seven. I still like them as a dog. I like to buy them up to 10. I'm not sure they can get the road win here. The road win is very valuable at plus a 215. But, Scotty, let's go ahead and jump into a little bit of baseball here with you. Darrell Harris in studio with me. Got little man with him. Always supporting, bringing the young kids to work, seeing the dads drop grease here. Let's jump over to the baseball side. This has been a very interesting season. Shout out to me yesterday. I hit a 16 round robin, hit 7 out of the 8 plays, adjusted some lines. You guys are definitely want to get over to jbtheticket.com. Got a free pick every single day. My record speaks for itself. I come on live each weekend and give you the picks as they drop. Let's talk about it. Rotation number 951. This is a morning game, a little bit early for me, but I'm going to put some money on it. The Milwaukee Brewers, they've been a dog that has been barking and holding up the line for me today. +1.5 on the run line, +115 on the money line, full dog position for the Milwaukee Brewers on the road. 8.5 is the total going up against those St. Louis Cardinals, rotation number 952, -1.5 for them, -126. So we're looking at some pricing here that is relatively clean. All right. We're not seeing a lot of expensiveness from the book on this game, but the Milwaukee Brewers, you talk about a team that has been scrappy. They've been showing that they can play very, very well, not only from the pitching standpoint, but their fielding. A lot of people have not been talking about their defense. I think they've got a couple of gold glove candidates if they play their cards well. But Scotty, let's talk about it. I like the dog today in Milwaukee. Go ahead.
Yeah, I like, you know, Milwaukee's a great team. And, you know, last night they won a game 2-1. They got really good pitching. So the ninth inning, they walked in a guy, tied the game, and then actually won in extra innings. So I thought that was a, you know, it says a lot because it wasn't, but just, I don't know, two or three nights ago before that, they played San Diego and beat them 1-0.
There you go.
So Milwaukee's a team that I think has been surprisingly good. They lost Corbin Burns this year. They traded him away, and they also have Woodruff, who's one of their best pitchers, who isn't going to pitch. So, I mean, he's hurt. So, you know, they've had to figure out how to do things, and they've been really good on offense, which is surprising. So it's a team that I think they got a new manager this year. Not that the old manager was bad, but you know, sometimes when you get that new blood in there a little bit, it shakes things up a little bit. It's a little different team. So I really have been impressed with Milwaukee. Now, having said that, I don't think today's the right day to back Milwaukee. Now, the reason I tell you that is because D.L. Hall is pitching for Milwaukee. He's one of the guys they got in that Corbin Burns deal. And so far, in three starts, every single one of them has been a below average start. So maybe, you know, maybe it's time for him to get a good start. But he's got a problem with walks. He puts guys on base. He doesn't strike out enough guys, so that means St. Louis has the opportunity to put balls in play. And of all the pitchers on the board today that are pitching, a whip rate, so his walks plus hits divided by innings pitched, is 2.13. That means he's putting two guys on base every inning. And that's a big opportunity then for St. Louis to actually do something. And they need to, because that's a team that needs to shake up their offense a little bit. I think Goldschmidt's off to a really, really bad start, and they need to move him out of that spot, move him down, do something else. He's batting like second every night.
Right.
They need to get him out of there and shake that offense up a little bit and give themselves a chance, because Miles Michaelis, not that he's a strikeout guy, but he's an old veteran pitcher that knows what to do and where to put the ball. And Milwaukee's offense has cooled down some. So I don't mind, you know, somebody wanting to play Milwaukee, but I think the expectation is that this is a St. Louis game today.
He likes the St. Louis Cardinals. I'm also liking the under in this game. Didn't see a lot of scoring. The Cardinals have a terrible offensive situation at 9-11, 12-6. I got to go with the Brewers here. If Hall gets in trouble with that 7-11 ERA, not too much better with Mikolas on the mound today. Even though he's an old-timer, 5.82. I think that if the early scoring happens and we get to a 2-2, 2-3 game, they're going to make some moves over to the bullpen. Let's jump into another Major League Baseball game. Talking about your Tampa Bay Rays rotation number 959, one game above 500. They got our guy Zach Eflin on the line today. He's the right-hander, 11-10, 4-3 on the road, going up against the New York Yankees, the number one team in the American League East, 14-6, 5-2. Nestor Cortez Jr., the wicked left-hander, coming out of the Dominican Republic. You talk about this team here with the New York Yankees. People don't want to jump on the bandwagon yet, but they're playing some great baseball, and a lot of people are saying that they may be able to get back to the big show in late fall. Let's go ahead, though, and talk about today's line. 8.5. It's an expensive line. New York, not priced badly on the money line at minus 122. So if you want to look at some cash here and try to save a few bucks with the home favorite, the New York Yankees are an opportunity for you. But I worry a little bit about Nestor Cortez. He tends to get out early and have people get on base. Okay, a lot of walks, high pitch count. If he can give me five innings here, I worry about Tampa Bay. But when you talk about Zach Eflin, he's known as a strikeout guy. Is he going to be able to pick that up? Because right now, the bullpen and the pitching for Tampa Bay, it has been steady, but not spectacular. That's why you see that 11-10 record. Who do you like today, the dog or the Yankees? I'm going with the home favorite in the boys in pinstripes. Go ahead.
Well, I will tell you, Zach Eflin's pitched against the Yankees five times, and his team is 4-1 against the Yankees. So he's pitched good against the Yankees. He's got good metrics today. Zach's fifth number is 3.56. The other number is 3.56. So they're not expected to do much, and he doesn't put guys on base. So he doesn't walk anybody. So they got the Yankees have to do something to win this game. And you know, if you watch the Yankees play, they're about, you know, three guys deep right now. You got Volpe, who's doing great at the leadoff spot, Oswaldo Cabrera at the bottom end, and Soto's carrying that team. So I think in this particular spot you have mixed things. I mean, the Yankees are 7-2 in day games. They play good at home. I think you could take it one either way. I could see you play this game and say, hey, there's dog value, or you could go and say, hey, the Yankees value at 122.
Right. I like the home favorite today. I mean, Tampa Bay, one thing I do like, you got that first five-inning play. I would like to start off, if you think that's a good play, if you want to get one of those double-sided tickets, take Tampa Bay in the first five and then the Yankees to win it. How do you like that play? A two-for-one special here on VSX. Scotty, and then we'll take a break. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, that's all right. I mean, the Tampa Bay Rays right now, their bullpen ranks 30 out of 30 teams, so that's not very good.
Telling you to go with those New York Yankees, my main man Scotty, beam him up, Webb. Quick shout out for you, Scotty. We'll bring Daryl Harris back after the commercial break for some more NBA talk today. The playoffs are on. Major League Baseball is on. Scotty, let's go to break. Quick shout out and let's roll.
Yeah, hey, just check out the website. You know, go to www.mlb-data.com. Tons of daily information in there. There's all kinds of different things, write-ups, how to bet baseball, how to bet anything, really. You can sign up and get part of the newsletter. That's all free. And if you want to participate in my plays and become a member, you can do that too.
That's what I'm talking about. Scotty, beam him up, Webb, when we get back from this short commercial break. All money, all sports, no bull. Let's get the money.
You're listening to the boss of the big board, JB the Tech Ad.
Embark on this thrilling journey into sports leadership with me, Dr. David Schoonover, every Sunday morning from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on KSHP, exclusively on the VSX Digital Sports Network. Gain valuable insight into the minds of coaches, executives, and administrators as we uncover the secrets of coaching brilliance. Tune in for exclusive revelations and endless inspiration. Be sure to catch every moment each Sunday, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m., right here, live on KSHP 107.1 FM, 1400 AM.
In times of war and peace, the men and women of our military dedicate themselves to serving our country. We salute those who have given their lives for our country. Their sacrifice will never be forgotten.
This salute is courtesy of Mac and Grill Cheese Factory, serving our area with quality and pride. For a fantastic meal, stop by 1331 West Warm Springs Road in Henderson or call them at 725-214-4140. That's 725-214-4140. Mac and Grill Cheese Factory, on the air, reminding everyone that we live in the land of the free thanks to our brave.
Skip your cable bill this month and join the action with JB and Fubo TV. Get 7 days free, 15% off your first month. No credit check, no deposit, no installation hassle. Go to FuboTV.com/JB. Sign up, download the app, and start watching games.
Enjoy being a subscriber after the first month. Easy cancellation anytime. Regional restrictions apply. Sign up at VegasScoreboardExpress.com.
The London Bridge Resort in Lake Havasu is the perfect place to vacation in style. Their beautifully designed suites include stunning views, a kitchenette, and free Wi-Fi. The well-reviewed and affordable resort has tons of amenities, including a breakfast buffet, kids camp, a 9-hole golf course, 3 pools, a marina, boat tours, a water slide, and a great nightlife scene. London Bridge Resort is centrally located in Lake Havasu City, Arizona. Go to londonbridgeresort.com to plan your getaway today. London Bridge Resort, your Arizona Oasis destination.
Roll another blunt.
Yeah. You're listening to the boss of the big board.
La la da 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 da. La da da.
JB the Tech Guy.
I was gonna clean my room until I got high.
I was gonna Vegas Scoreboard Express.
But then I got high. My room is still messed up, and I know why.
Why, man? Giving you that grease.
Cause I got high. Because I got
JB the Ticket, Vegas Scoreboard Express, back at you live this 420 Saturday. Shout out to all my folks over at Green Las Vegas. Thank you guys for tuning in, rocking with me each and every weekend. When I stop by, I tell you guys where the picks are to put cash in your pocket. My main man Daryl Harris back in studio with me live here.
Oh yeah,
at KSHP. And Scotty, beam him up, Webb. And we're about to get high on the sports picks right now this morning. So glad you guys are waking up with me again at KSHP, 107.1 FM, AM 1400. VSX Digital Sports Network. Go to my website, jbtheticket.com. You can also search for the show on your internet search bar. Just search JB the Ticket, and that's where you'll find the cash. Let's jump back into some more baseball. The New York Mets, rotation number 955 on the mound today. Jose Budo, plus 154. This is one of those tough situations because they're flying out west to play the LA Dodgers. These teams are very similar. Gavin Stone on the mound for the Dodgers. You talk about a dog barking today. The New York Mets. I don't know if I can keep putting money on these guys with the flip-flop win-loss record. 11-8, 5-2 on the road. The Dodgers very vulnerable, though. At home, looking at an 8-7 record. So when you talk about this from a baseball perspective, Scotty, getting into this one here, the total, 9.5. It already tells me right now, these are two pitchers that gives up a lot of runs. And you talk about maybe buying this back a full run to 8.5, still getting some value. The Dodgers, pretty expensive today at minus 184. If you don't go with the dog, you got to play the total. And I think that total is going to go over if you buy it back at least a full run. Scotty, what say ye?
Yeah, I think that you're going to have to pick your spots here with the Dodgers, right? Because the Dodgers are going to be favored in almost every game they play. Probably, you know, there's 162 games. They'll probably be favored in, you know, 106, you know, almost 160 of those games. So, there's going to be times, and every single team is going to go through this, and the Dodgers are going through it right now. So maybe this is the right time that you should be betting against the Dodgers every night until they turn things around. Because the Dodgers, they've lost two in a row. I think they're like 4-6 at home now or something like that. So, Freddie Freeman can't even hardly carry the bat to the batter's box right now. So if you're gonna pick on the Dodgers, you want to pick on them when they're not doing well. And with the Mets are in a surge, so you want to take advantage of those opportunities. The Dodgers have Stone is pitching today, and he's got decent stuff. He's a young kid, but what I've seen a lot this year so far is most of these younger kids haven't been able to locate the ball, and the batters have just been able to hit it no matter what kind of stuff they got. Budo, on the other side, he hasn't pitched a bad game yet. Now, he's only thrown twice, so I expect him to be, you know, ripe for a poor start one of these days. But, you know, I don't mind anybody taking a shot with the Mets right now because I think you should.
I'm telling you.
Every single time that the Dodgers run into a rut, you need to take, because otherwise you can't play the Dodgers.
Right, you can't do it. And I'm telling you right now, I like my New York Mets today on the road. A better road record going over to you, Daryl Harris, L.A. area native. We're dogging heavy on your Dodgers today. You're looking a little frustrated over on the mic. I'm telling you, look, you guys are 12-10. You've spent a lot of money. You brought in Magic Johnson, but I'm not seeing production on the field. You guys got to do a little bit more.
Rightfully so, man.
The fielding is horrendous, by the way. I don't see any gold glovers out there so far. Go ahead.
Yeah, and you know those batters coming to L.A., they're looking forward to that opportunity in that ballpark to knock something out. Everybody, the whole team's going to be sort of rejuvenated and pumped for these games. So why not grab an over? And like you said, pull it back a little bit, get you some breathing room, because L.A.'s also got something to prove this whole year.
Right.
Can't really eke out these wins. You got a lot of big names in the rotation, so they've got pressure to expectation to live up to. So does the visiting team's welcoming that opportunity in that spotlight. So let's hope we get a good game.
We'll figure something out. I'm telling you guys, go with the dog. New York Mets, take a money line. Rotation number 955 should be able to keep you alive. Let's jump down to another team that I've been watching intently and not understanding why they are doing so bad, talking about those Houston Astros. Well, I guess the ghost of the thefts have come back to bite these guys. Ronel Blanco on the mound today, rotation number 969. Terrible situation in Houston, 7-14. Looks like this is a season that's already going down the toilets here. Scotty, beam him up, Webb. Let's talk about it. I don't see Houston getting anywhere close to their championship form, and they're playing a very scrappy Washington Nationals team today in interleague play, which means Houston is not used to the decent above average pitching that we've seen from the Washington Nationals. We know the Nationals have their struggles on the offensive side of the ball. Only 8-11 today, 2-5 at home. I'm thinking this is a two turd in a bucket, see which one goes down first type of game. But it's interesting here because you get a home dog in Washington that has a decent starting pitcher today in Trevor Williams. But you look at that total of 9.5, and I'm telling you right now, that's an easy under. Neither one of these teams are great on the offensive side of the ball. Go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, so let's talk about Houston for a minute, because the reason that they're where they are right now is every single, you know, you have five starting pitchers that come in, and they're supposed to be your rotation, right? Well, Framber Valdez, Justin Verlander, they're both hurt. Lance McCullers is hurt. Jose Urquidy is hurt.
Somebody call.
So they don't have any of their starting pitchers. So they've had backup guys come in, and Christian Javier's been pretty good. Hunter Bounds kind of struggled a little bit. So the reason why you run into some problems with the Astros right now is because they don't have their pitchers. I mean, none of them. So Verlander made it back yesterday, was his first time back, and they won relatively easily yesterday. I'm not worried about this Houston Astros team in any way, shape, or form of getting back to where they need to go. I think that they're a team that's very capable of going on a 20-5 run if they have to. So this is a team that is right now they are second in offense. I'm more concerned that their bullpen sucks. But I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that on the radio.
No, that's okay. We tell it how it is here, VSX. Their bullpen sucks. Go ahead.
But their offense has been pretty good. I mean, Altuve's been really, really good. Bregman's starting to wake up a little bit. Tucker is very, very good. So this is not a good matchup right now for the Washington Nationals today. Williams, who he's a veteran guy. He doesn't throw hard. He's one of those guys that has to get out there and spot the ball around. But somehow, so far this season, he's outperformed what he normally ever does. So he's going to face Houston today, and Ronel Blanco's pitching, and Ronel Blanco has been one of the guys that maybe is a favorable thing for the Astros starting staff. He's the guy that threw the no-hitter for them. So I think that the line's too high, that you don't want to, you know, you can't go out there and bet, you know, -160 and all that stuff. But I do think that the Astros are going to be just fine. I think that they're going to turn things around, especially once they start playing a little bit of softer competition, because you got to remember they've played a lot of tough teams. They played the Texas Rangers twice. They've already played the Yankees. I mean, they've played, I think the Braves were there. So, I mean, they've played all the best teams in baseball so far. So,
I think you're going to see them turn things around and do pretty well here soon.
So you like the Houston Astros today. If you like them, do you want to go money line? Do you want to take them on the run line again, going back to this rotation number for the Houston Astros? Let me pull it up for you. We just had it, 969. I'm looking at it here. 9.5 is that total. I'm still thinking this is a game that is going to go under because the Washington Nationals can't score. And if they're in a dog position today, and Houston should be a dog but is in a favored position today, I'm telling you right now, I'm looking at that under. This is a two-turd in a bucket. See which one goes down first. Let's jump over to a little bit of NBA action here. Talking some New York Knicks, want to stay in that same vein. The Philadelphia 76ers back in the playoffs again. From what I understand, Daryl Harris going to throw this one over at you. I think Joel Embiid is healthy, but Julius Randle is not. Plus three today in a dog position, Philadelphia. When you talk about it from making a bet here, I think the Sixers could get that home favorite feel type. Philadelphia fans travel well. New York is at home. It's the Garden. But I'm still not a full believer in the Knicks. I know they've got Jalen Brunson. He's money. But it's all over the place. And I've seen guys like Hartenstein standing in the basket and get dunked on a couple times. You can laugh at that. It's true. But the 76ers today, a small dog at plus three. If you're looking at him for maybe a little bit of cash on the money line, I think you can get plus 125. But are the New York Knicks for real? Do you believe in the New York Knicks? Go ahead.
Tough shake for the Knicks, the way the play-in broke out. They got Philly, and Embiid did just return from the loose knee injuries that he's had. I think that this Philadelphia team's ready to make some noise. They've got Embiid back in the lineup, and even not at 100%, he can get you 25 to 27 because he is a threat anytime he's at the elbow in the post,
right,
regardless of the matchup. And what he might have unlocked in that play-in game is that if I don't feel 100% in my athleticism right now, they're still going to focus on me. I need to distribute. He had six assists against, who was it? Not Chicago, against Miami.
Right.
And unlock those shooters. You got Batum out there. You got Kelly Oubre out there. You got Buddy Hield out there. You got Kyle Lowry out there. Not to mention Maxey, who will be going 110%. So you see those options that they have around Joel, who can make a living at the free throw line still. Mm-hmm. And I think they're ready to play playoff basketball. I love New York's intensity. I love the crowd's going to be cooking. I do think that this Philly team and Lowry and these vets and Maxey, relentless to the rim, is going to suck the life maybe out of MSG today.
Right.
I think this series probably goes seven because they're pretty evenly matched. But I don't think that Philly's a traditional 7-seed going into this series. And they're going to let that be known.
I'm telling you right now, I am liking the dog today. The 76ers got to go against those home New York Knicks. I'm going down to you, Scotty, here, talking the Orlando Magic. You've got some basketball down in Florida going on. Orlando, look at that. The Magic. No one has talked about them all season long. I don't even know if Aaron Gordon's still on that squad. I don't know. I haven't checked that in a long time. A lot of these guys in the NBA. Yeah, he's over on Denver now, but a lot of these guys in the NBA are on a milk carton to me. But the Orlando Magic at 47-35 playing a Cleveland Cavaliers team that they have taken Donovan Mitchell and putting him on a complete milk carton. Someone needs to call security for that guy. I haven't seen him on a commercial. I haven't even seen so much as a basketball card for that kid, but he is in the playoffs today. Rotation number 574. Cleveland Cavaliers are in the favorite today. Scotty, asking you about these Orlando Magic. You're close down to them in Tampa at 47-35. Not a great road team at only 18-23. They're decent on the spread at 51-31. Plus five today. Is this a dog that's barking? Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I think both of these teams are dogs that bark. You know, anytime you can play both of these teams, they're both that kind of team. I don't think either one of them are great favorites. However, you know, 4.5 is not a big number. I do think that Cleveland is a little more experienced. They're a little more gritty. You know, Orlando needs to move the ball amongst their players very well in terms of passing to create the opportunities to get the look. They don't have a lot of guys that are one-on-one can go out and get their own shot. So,
right.
I think Cleveland creates that advantage for themselves. It's a home game for Cleveland. And you know, I think the home favorite in game one is good here, and we'll see what game two brings later. But I think game one's is good for Cleveland.
He likes the Cleveland Cavaliers in game one. Buy it down to -3 if you're not scared on that side. If you want to make that pick, Daryl Harris, you were chomping at the bit on this game. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, Orlando was actually the most profitable team in the league statistically. My phone's entertaining the little one, but they had the best record covering the spread. I think you read it off, 51-31.
Right.
Mighty impressive. But I think that Paolo Banchero is going to shine on the playoff stage. I think he's reminiscent of a young LeBron James. It sounds like hyperbole. It's not. He's incredible. They present defensive matchups everywhere. They have length. I think this game's going to be scrappy.
Pause.
This will be scrappy. It will be probably in the 90s. Sounds like an under. That's just waiting for you to take it.
Right.
But I think Orlando definitely comes to play. And I like them for the series. Honestly, I don't think Cleveland likes each other much.
Right. I'm telling you right now, the Cleveland Cavaliers could be in trouble. Scotty does make a point. So if you like the home favorite, buy him to a -3. Get yourself a little bit of value, but I'm liking the dog here. I'm going with the Orlando Magic today. I'm taking a money line. I think they're going to be able to get something done here because, again, in this new NBA, you see there's been a change of the guards. A lot of young players have put themselves out there from being a one and done, from being the type of player that gets started in the NBA. And Paolo Banchero, talking about back to you, Daryl Harris, they were giving him a lot of fanfare coming out of Duke, but it's been a very quiet start for him. However, successful. Everyone's talking about Wemby. Wemby's not in the playoffs, obviously. Solid rookie season, but this Banchero kid, second year in the league,
he's already
gotten the Orlando Magic back to the playoffs. Go ahead.
He's really impressive, man. This is an Orlando team. They had the first pick 2 years ago, fifth or sixth pick last year, and he's got them at the 5 seed. Was really only a game or two away from the 3 seed. He's got playmaking potential at 6'10". He's found the jumper over the course of the season. And what also just goes to this team's benefit, they're playing next to the Wagners. Don't forget, we're in postseason tournament play now. The Wagners won the FIBA World Cup with Germany last year. It was the two of them, and it was Dennis Schroeder. They gave it to the rest of the world.
There you go. There you go. Rest of the world locking it down.
Serbia. They play basketball really well down there. They're the tallest team in the league as well.
There you go. Want to jump back over to you, Scotty. Beam them up, Web Baseball. We're telling you in that NBA pick, go with the Orlando Magic, rotation number 573. Before we take this short commercial break, I want to jump back on the baseball side. Scotty, you still on the line with me? Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm here, brother.
All right, perfect. We want to look at it here. Shout out Jeff Dawson up, East Coast Sports Investors. I've seen you giving me calls, but I have been in class getting things locked and loaded. Want to talk about these Boston Red Sox. Rotation number 967. They've got Cutter Crawford, right-hander on the mound today, 11-10. Not as good as I thought the Boston Red Sox would be this year. Pittsburgh Pirates, they've also been on a slight skid here at 11-9, 3-3 at home. Mitch Keller, shout out to my main man, Jake Poppy. Been trying to get him on the show. He's a businessman, super busy. But Mitch Keller for the Pirates today. Do you like the Pirates in a small favorite position today? You got a minus dog here, Boston, with 51% of the money. But Pittsburgh, they need to get a win at 3-3. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think Boston's a team that's going to be a 500 team, and I think Pittsburgh's going to be slightly below that. I think you got Keller on the mound, who's pretty good, and Crawford, who's been great. So I think if you wanted to play this, you got to play the Boston side. I mean, Boston's offense right now has been pretty good, and Pittsburgh has just totally fallen off. So Pittsburgh ranks like 28th in offense. So I like the idea here that you can get Boston as a small dog. You can did it yesterday with Bello. The same thing today with Crawford. But you don't have as much value today as you did yesterday in taking Boston. So until Pittsburgh starts hitting, and with the Boston pitchers the way they're throwing, I don't think that there's any reason to take Pittsburgh.
There you go. He doesn't like Pittsburgh today. I'm going with Boston as well. Telling you where that cash is at, Scotty. Beam him up, Web, when I get back from this short commercial break. We're going to finish it out with our best plays of the day, go over a couple of more games, and then talk a little bit more of this NBA playoff. So when I take this break, You guys take it with me, and we get back and get this money.
You're listening to the boss of the big ball, JP the Tech Guy. Vegas scoreboard. Giving you that grease.
Basketball season is heating up, so stay in the game with Fubo TV. Get the NBA, NCAA, FIBA, and more. Get 7 days free at VegasScoreboardExpress.com. Don't get cabled. Get Fubo TV.
Steiner's, the Nevada Style Pub, invites you to play the best tavern, keno, and video poker in Vegas. Promos are how we roll, so make the most of your gaming dollars here with us. Come play our proud partner gaming promotion, Fly Aviators Fly, and receive daily free play, bonuses, and more. With a chance to win awesome branded prizes and big money for all the jackpots each week. It's not only great gaming that Steiner's Pub has, it's the 24 awesome rotating draft beers, Vegas' best appetizers to match. So join us in supporting your Las Vegas Aviators, Golden Knights, Lights, Aces, and the Raiders as we make history in Vegas. Steiner's, the Nevada Style Pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and Las Vegas Boulevard at Windmill. Steiner's, I love this place.
Man, you are rocking with the hottest. Put your hands up for the boss. The Mixmaster is live. Get ready.
You're listening to the boss of the big board. JP the Tech Guy. Vegas Scoreboard Express. Giving you that grease.
Back at you live, JB the Ticket, Vegas Scoreboard Express, here in Las Vegas and around the world, KSHP.com. My main man, Scotty, beam him up, web from MLB-Daily.com and the East Coast Sports Investors. We got about 10 minutes left, Scotty. Let's go around the board, going back over our best plays. We started off today early on. I like the New York Yankees over the Tampa Bay Rays today. I like the Rays, though, in the first five innings. If you want to get a double-sided ticket there, going on to the Milwaukee Brewers, rotation number 951. I like them in a dog position today. DL Hall should have an opportunity to help you put some cash in your pocket late. If you want to take an over today as well, buy that eight down to seven. I think St. Louis will have some late offensive surges. And then on the NBA side, again, Daryl Harris back in studio with me. KLAS, CBS 8. Producer in the morning. Check him out each weekday at noon. Shout out my homegirl, Ozzy Moore. Appreciate that. Follow back here, jbtheticket.com. That's right. Cash in your pocket. Locking and loading. We talking about this NBA. We like the LA Lakers today as a dog, buying them up to 10. That should be able to put cash in your pocket. I don't want to play too heavy against Denver at home. And then we do like the 76ers and the Orlando Magic in a dog position. So finishing out the NBA, going over to you, Daryl Harris. Talk about these Phoenix Suns today. These guys are also in a dog position. 48-33 on the road in Minnesota. Okay. The Timberwolves at 56-26. Are playing some very strong basketball, 30-11 at home. Only a 500 team, though, on the spread at 41-41. So you get that a little bit of credence here, and you talk about the Phoenix Suns. They've got Devin Booker issues, okay? I'm thinking that he may end up on a trading block. It doesn't seem to be working out. They've lost DeAndre Ayton, and players are not excited to be there. You've got Kevin Durant. You thought he would be more dominant in this position here with the dynamic scoring guard, but we just haven't seen it. That 48-33 record, a terrible record on the spread at 35-45. Do you think this is a real opportunity for the Minnesota Timberwolves to show the game they are for real? Go ahead.
So for one, Minnesota was 0-3 against Phoenix in the regular season. They presented some matchup problems, I guess, just with their scoring power. This one feels like you need to get a feel for what game one does before you kind of get too aggressive. I think that if Phoenix stands any chance, it's got to be an over.
Right.
I don't think that they want to win the ugly fest against Minnesota. Karl Anthony Towns is back. He's kind of finding his legs again, though. So I don't think he's back and he's his dominant self and that Minnesota's the best version that they were all year long. But they've got veteran high IQ defenders. Conley, McDaniels, Gobert, Nikhil Alexander-Walker off the bench is productive. They're at home. This probably goes to Minnesota.
Yeah, -1.5. Why not just buy them to a dog position +2? Take it and go home. Take Minnesota in the dog position. Buy them back. They are the Timberwolves. Locking and loading with you on that. Going back over to you, Scotty. Beam them up, Webb. Let's get a few more baseball picks in here today. We've been looking at this team a lot as well. The Kansas City Royals shocking the world right now. 13-7. One of the worst teams in baseball last year. They've got Cole Ragans on the line today, the left-hander, rotation number 966, going up against your Baltimore Orioles, a team that you have been steady on at 12-7. Corbin Burns, the right-hander, not a bad pitcher, but I don't know if he can give me a strong 4 to 5 innings. 67% of the money is on Baltimore today, but I think Kansas City is a dog that's barking because they have been able to get some home wins at 9-2. Go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, I think one of the things in baseball that people tend not to do is, you know, you have so many different data points to look at, and one of them, home and away splits, is important. It's not the end of the world important, but for certain teams, it is. So, like the Kansas City Royals, when they go on the road, they're not the same offense, they're not the same team, but when they go home, that team plays a much better brand of baseball, and they're 9-2 at home, but they play faster, they play more aggressive, they steal more bases, all that kind of stuff at home. They don't do that on the road.
Right.
But this is a rematch, right? So Kansas City opened the season in Baltimore, and Ragans and Burns already faced each other so far this season.
Mm-hmm.
They hit Burns pretty good in that first game. So usually what happens in an immediate type of replay, so to speak, the batters make adjustments. So I would suspect that Baltimore's batters are going to hit Ragans a little bit more today, and I would say that Burns is going to make his adjustments, and Kansas City's going to have a little lesser time today. I don't think there's value in this game one way or the other, because ideally I think that you could play Baltimore, but you'd have to play them on the run line, and who wants to do that? And especially against Kansas City at home. And then, you know, these are two ace-type pitchers, so if you wanted to play the under, you could. But Baltimore is the number one offense, and it's not even questionably close. I mean, they've hit 16 home runs in the last six games. So, you know, it's very difficult to bet against an offense that's good right now. So I'm just staying away from this one.
You're staying away from it. Doesn't like it. Going over to you, Darryl Harris. Back to a little bit of baseball, talking about one of your teams over in L.A. L.A. Angels of Anaheim, 9-1-1 is their record. That's right, 9-11. Not doing too well. They got Patrick Sandoval out there going up against the Cincinnati Reds team. One game above a 500. Graham Ashcraft is on the mound for them. Cincinnati at home today in a small favored position at -124. The over and under is 9 in this one. Do you think the Angels, after losing Ohtani, leaving Mike Trout out there by himself, he's supposed to be having another resurgent season now that he's the main star. Do you think they can pick it back up, or is this hopeful so they can attract some draft picks? Go ahead.
Yeah, no, man. In some of my casual, you know, I always gravitate towards the Angels and the Dodgers when I'm interested in playing baseball. And I'm like, okay, which one of y'all? Will one of y'all get it done for me today? And the Angels, out of the spotlight that Ohtani brought now, might be able to go under the radar and hover around 500 and keep that trajectory throughout the season. I think that they're, you know, without having to have the pressure of what are you going to do? Are you making him happy? Are you making the postseason? You need to be in win now mode. Now that that's gone, they might be able to just play some baseball and stay alive in a lot of these games.
Right.
So their dog, I mean, hey, why not?
Going over to you, Scotty. Beam them up, Webb, and then we're getting ready to jet up out of here. How do you like in this one? L.A. Angels in Cincinnati. Then we're getting to the best plays of the day, guys, again in Las Vegas and around the world. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Scotty, about 30 seconds on this L.A. Angels game. Rotation number 973 going up against 974, the Cincinnati Reds. Interleague play. We know we like those advantages. Who do you like in this one? And then we'll give our best plays of the day and get out of here to the sports book. Go ahead.
Well, I think this is going to be a matter of who pitches best. So I'll take Graham Ashcraft to pitch better than Sandoval today. You know, Sandoval is one of those guys that has to hit his spot. Both offenses have not been real good right now. But I'll take Graham Ashcraft at home.
There you go. He likes Ashcraft at home. Again, Scotty, beam him up, Webb. MLB-Daily.com. Thank you so much for your contributions today on the show. Going to have you back for your regular baseball Sunday. Give me your best play of the day or best two plays of the day as we also are in Passover weekend. Shout out to all my friends in the Jewish community rocking and rolling with me here. My main man, Legal Lee, giving you 30 seconds. Go ahead, Scotty, with your best picks. And then Daryl Harris, you're here in studio here with Little Man rocking and rolling. It's like bring your kids to work day, but go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, I'll take the Arizona Diamondbacks today. I know they won big yesterday, but they got Zach Gallen on the mound today. I think he's hard to beat, and they're -120. And I'll also take those Cleveland Guardians. I think they're a team that you got to watch and beyond. In the first five innings, -0.5 run today.
Likes them in the first five innings, -0.5 run against Scotty. Beam him up, web, MLBDaily.com. Follow him on Twitter and on the Expert Instagram at Webby20MLB. Again, Daryl Harris here in studio. I know you got little man there with you. Go ahead, give me your best play of the day, NBA, baseball, whatever it may be. And then it's 420. It's time to get out here and get sparked up at the Sportsbook so we can get some cash. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I'm going to double down on the Lakers, man. I like what you said. I like Lakers +10 today. The way that they are playing, they're not walking into a buzzsaw. They don't want that narrative that Denver is impenetrable to exist.
There you go. But
to double that, I'm going to say grab that +310. 310 area code in LA, numerology, I love it. Grab that series bet, because if they do take this game, watch how sharply the narrative turns and they're like, you know what, this is even. That series spread's going to come really even if the Lakers get this game. Grab it now.
Grab it now, that's right. And that's it, we're done. JB the Ticket, Vegas Scoreboard Express. Shoddy, well, Scotty, any final shout-outs? It's time to get that shoddy. You know what it is, five on it. If you got five on the bet, get over to the Sportsbook, take our picks. 420 weekend, Scotty, final shout-out, then we'll get out of here for the day and get that money. Go ahead.
Hey, man, it's Saturday. Go out and have a good time and enjoy what you do today.
That's right. Scotty, beam him up web. We'll be back tomorrow with you and Daryl Harris in studio here with Little Man, showing him how the we get it done. Young black men making cash today, right now, influencing the young kids the right way, showing them that we get up on the weekend and get the grease. Final shout outs, and then we'll get out of here. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I can't. I'd be remiss not to shout out little Sebastian on my lap now. He made it through the whole recording. He's making it through potty training. He's at pre-K. You know, he's doing his thing, man.
There you go. Shout out to little man. I'm telling him it's time to wake up, get your money, get your breakfast, little man, and let's get to the window and beat the line. JB the Ticket and Vago Scoreboard Express. Let's get that money.
You're listening to the boss of the big ball, JB the Ticket. Vegas Scoreboard Express.